5, 4, 3, 2, 1. What up, y'all? Welcome to Here's the Thing. I'm Kevin on stage. She's
Chick Angel.
Welcome to another podcast episode. Smash that like button. Smash that like button. Welcome to the fourth quarter. Helmets up. Fourth quarter, y'all.
Big fours.
They do.
Helmets up in the NFL.
They'd be like, four quarter. That's what my security guard used to do when we would be getting ready for the second show. No, this the last show of the weekend. He'd be like, helmets up, Kev.
Yeah, man.
Anyway, church announcements. Ball Brothers this Friday. Remember, once you purchase, you can stream it live with the crew, but you get to own it forever. We no longer cut it off after 48 hours like we did with Keep Your Distance because me and Tony don't care like that. it's an extremely amazing show. Joshy put a clip in.
Clipped in.
And buy that. Loud at, brethren. This Friday, I'll be watching along with the people at 7 Eastern, 6 Central, 5 Mountain, 4 Pacific.
That's good.
And 1 Honolulu. Standard time should be 1, and then you know, see New York.
You a smart little man. You already did New York.
Why are you making it harder?
I mean, London.
You trying to get to
plus 9?
Yeah, plus 9 from us. So it's plus 6 in New York. So it's
1 a.m.
1 a.m.
Wow, that's
London town.
That's late.
London. Angel, what you got going on?
Props.
Angel Wings just started their wellness challenge in October. So if you are trying to win some money and lose some weight. Come on over to my
there's
Patreon.
Money involved?
Mm-hmm. For best transformation, for most accountable, and for most steps taken.
Is there a participation? No. I used to win a lot of participation awards.
That's the accountability.
I want to win.
That's the accountability award. You could have transformed.
Look at the nips. They
they peeked over like this.
Hello. Like a crocodile in the pond.
Why you got them out?
You're assuming they have a good reason to do this. I want regular bodies to have representation. They can't just be six-pack abs and muscles.
This, you make your nipples go so far.
Yeah, they go out. They cock out like a pistol. All right. Anything else, Angel?
I'm sure there is, but I'm tired. I'm tired.
She got women
too, man. I didn't sleep well last night.
What happened? Did she eat something bad for your tum-tum?
No, I didn't. I didn't even eat good dinner. I didn't even. I went to bed early, too, but I woke up. Me and Melissa was watching Impeachment. Bill Clinton was licking on that woman, or she was licking on him.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just got tired. No, they kind of all agree to it now.
Yeah.
I did not realize he was 49 and she was 21 when it started.
So young.
Yeah.
So young. I'm just 5 years underneath that.
Is that the Hulu one?
Of Honolulu, yep. Of,
that's a good one.
Clinton.
William?
Yeah.
Who was the president when you were born?
Ronald.
Ronald? Okay, then me too. Who was the president when you were born, Joshua?
Hold on. What was 93? Who was the president?
Oh, Bill then.
Bill? Yeah. Bill first term.
Bill first term.
Because he did two, right?
He did two.
Yeah, I remember second term.
It was
GW.
It must have been Reagan, so Daddy Bush. Clinton. Me and Melissa were talking about this morning. Clinton.
GW.
Baby Bush.
GW.
Barack Hussein. 45.
Uh-huh.
Joseph Robinette. And then we'll find out soon if it's Kamala or 45.
Jimmy Carter's still alive, though.
Jimmy Carter never looked young.
Big Jim C.
Looked young.
I've met Jimmy Carter.
You met Jimmy?
Yeah.
Jimmy S. Carter?
Yes, I did. And I thought it was Bob Hope.
Oh. You're like, I love your airport.
He made 100. His grandson said he doesn't wake up every day anymore.
What does that mean?
He'd be
hold
sleeping
through the day.
That wasn't even a joke. His grandson was like, it was like, how you doing? He's like, he wake up sometimes.
What a life, though. Think about it. If you're 100 years old, you'd be like, I'm just going to be in this bed all day.
100? I don't know if I want to make it to be 100 if I'm not waking up every day.
Yeah,
go
I'd
on, let
mad.
Me be with him. I'm with him half the time anyway if I'm
right.
Waking up every other day.
Sleeping all day.
What do y'all got a break?
If you're in your 10th REM cycle, you're knocking on the
man,
door.
Go on and let me be up with him.
In one sleep.
Come on.
You wake up and you're like, man.
His wife went on to be with him, especially if Liz went on to be when I'm 100, I'll be asleep half the time of what I am. Away. I don't know I'm alive or dead.
We're going to roll you out on that stage, Kevin.
Yeah, I'm going to be like Frankie. You see Frankie, who was that dude on TikTok? He looked like a dog on Chuck E. Cheese animatronic.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You don't see that TikTok? Is it Frankie something? Who be watching that TikTok, y'all?
I was like, stop talking about Frankie Beverly. He gone.
Not Frankie Beverly. It's a white dude. Frankie Valens something, y'all. He be Frankie Valley. Angel. Frankie Valley be at work. To singing along to his own voice, he don't know what's happening. He'd be like, what's the Frankie? I'm going to play you. You have not seen this TikTok?
I haven't seen it.
No. Y'all ain't seen this?
I don't think I have.
Okay, now.
Said, looking like a Chuck E. Cheese.
This is Frankie Valley. Boy, this his man, ain't he don't know what that. He owes somebody some money, Angel.
Is this the video?
No, this is the actual song. This is him.
Yeah, I know the song. Oh, what a night.
This is him.
Oh, what a night.
Stop it. Late he's still December, performing?
Just like this.
Why is he performing?
Look like you boo-booing.
Never mind. Let me hold that one.
Oh, no.
With dancers. Dancers are here. Three white dudes doing this, Frankie.
Please find it. Please, I want to see the video.
Can look on TikTok. Please look at Frankie Valley.
No.
That man do not know he's at work. He do not open
they
his mouth.
They are holding him hostage.
He owes somebody something, man. They he shouldn't be doing this.
Oh,
Josh, he looked like he worked down at Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, I see it.
You know how Chuck E. Cheese be? They be like this.
Oh,
he is unaware he is doing it. He did not, Angel.
Yes, he did. He lifted up his thing and did that, and then he went right back.
Let that man go sit down. Why is he still? Why are y'all buying tickets to this?
It looks like his lips are chanting. Give me right now.
I don't know what song.
Someone save me. Someone save me. Someone save me.
He's singing the Black National Anthem. He don't know what's up from down.
That captain said Frankie Valli still performing at 90. He is not performing.
Not. They went in there and jacked him up off of Celsius, pushed his old behind out there and said, you going to pay this bill.
Oh, my God.
Let him go. He ain't got to die, but, dog, he shouldn't be working.
And maybe he wants to work. You might want
he
to.
He don't, Angel. He can't open his mouth good. He's not singing.
I'm looking at him doing the choreography.
He's not. Them people dancing all behind him. They're doing all this stuff. And Frankie just.
He's there. Look, he's snapping.
He probably getting a good guarantee for that.
He don't know. He's not paid. He don't know where that money went.
The caption is the amount of effort I'm putting into work this week.
They paying Frankie and Metamucil, but he don't know. Mm-hmm. He want to sit down and watch Judge Judy. Let that man be.
Oh, he's so old.
All right, before we talk, Angel, how did you preach at Potter's house?
I preached the word to the people. Let me tell you. First of all, it was great. What Sarah Jakes Roberts is put together is something insane.
Mm-hmm. SJR.
I don't know how. She spoke at different events that were happening within the event the entire time. In individual work. I think she probably preached 8 times over the... I'm dead serious. Over 3 days. Now, what had pissed me off is that I had my then assistant ask, what is my attire? What am I supposed to be wearing? And they said casual chic. And I said, okay. Now, I thought it was the pajama panel, but I said maybe things have changed, and it's just a sisterhood panel. I look at my itinerary when I get on the plane. It says pajama panel. And I said, I ain't got nothing. I was like, I would have wanted feathers. I would want rhinestones.
What's your regular pajamas in real life?
Naked.
Well, you can't go up there and on the
You can't go to on the
Hey, why would you shake more?
Oh, yeah. Hey, girls.
What kind of pajamas is it? Because y'all don't want mine.
Because
I got wrapped is my hair. Everything else is loose as a goose.
Everything
else is loose as Frankie Valley.
So I went to Target and I got pajamas, but obviously everybody else had.
No, they had performance pajamas.
Yes, they had. You don't sleep
Nike
with these.
Tech Fleece pajamas.
Yeah, they in satin. They look like they could perform with Frankie Valli. They look performance ready. And I literally look like, oh, Angel really about to get in bed. Does she know she got to do
Halloween pajamas. All they had was spooky season, y'all. You're lucky I don't have Christmas. The ones.
Yes. This is what I'm going to wear. It ended up being great and taking off my shirt in the middle of the panel.
It's too hot?
No. I was like, I want my tits out. No. this is not feeling authentic. No, one of the panelists started crying on stage and there was no tissue. There was nothing. There was nothing.
Where was y'all at? The Cowboy Stadium?
We were, no, at the, it was a baseball stadium.
Oh, where the Rangers play?
Yeah, where the Rangers play.
I don't remember the name of it.
It's evading me right now because there's so many stadiums.
That's
right
a new over one.
There.
Yeah, it's this, nice. It's, is it Wells Fargo? Globe Life.
Thank you, Globe Life Field.
Shout out to you, Joy Majors, Patreon.
So she started, the baby started crying, and I'm looking around. I'm just looking for cloth of any kind. And she got on satin, too. Everybody got on satin. I saw a big old snot bubble come out of her nose while she was crying.
No, you did not.
Yes, I did. I said, oh, God, it's getting worse.
The pressure is getting worse.
I had on a bodysuit underneath my top, so I took off my top and was just like, here, clean your face.
And you get she wiped it with your shirt? Mm-hmm. You was a sister. I'd have been like, ugh.
The panel, we weren't even halfway through the panel. And I said, baby, we can't have you looking like this. For the, I mean, that bubble came out like bubblicious when you blow a big snot bubble. I mean, a big old regular bubble. So I had to get, and I said, this is why I was in cotton, because the rest of y'all couldn't help her. In your
and look what God designed it.
That's what I said.
God set you up.
I said, that's the reason for the cotton.
To be in cotton.
Hey.
For such a, because silk won't wipe it, Angel.
Satin won't do.
Satin won't absorb. But 100% cotton.
The fabric of our lives.
And crying is part of a life. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah.
Angel, wipe your snot nose.
Yeah.
Down to the woman he loves.
Down.
Did you see Touchdown Dexter?
Yes.
You saw him?
I was sitting right behind him a couple of times.
You talked to him?
No. I was just like, look at that man. He real. That's a person. That is a person. Oh, my God.
Totally unrelated. Thing about TDJ, he's one of our champions of people who have not had to lose a lot of weight to continue in their path. Jack Black is there, too. I was thinking about losing weight, y'all, but I don't want y'all to be like, Ozempic got him. So I'm going to stay 270 just so I don't have to fight off the Ozempic allegations.
Listen, no, there's been a couple people like Angel cheat.
Oh, they down to Hollywood. So apparently prior to Ozempic, there was something else that everybody was on. Mm-hmm. I don't even remember the name. Mm-hmm. But I'm over here thinking these people is real. Mm-mm. And they ain't playing real.
Even the skinny ones are cheating. The ones that were already thin. They like, I'm going to get a little thinner, but I'm on. And they're keep on, Ozempic and I face, will though. Cheat. Keep on.
Listen, I...
More than I have already. Because I've cheated a little. But I could cheat some more.
Whenever you see me, I want you to know it's all natty. Baby, all fatty, all natty. But I'm telling you what else y'all don't see, and I wish I had to take my tripod out of the gym. That 225 go up too, though. You better know about that, Joshy. That 225, clink, 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 clink. Clink, 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 clink.
Do it, do it.
It don't make that much noise, but I be putting that 225 up, and people don't be laughing then. I don't see a lot of people putting 225, but there's a small Asian man at my gym. He about Josh's side. He got a tattoo this side of his head. That man put up three Honda.
Yeah.
I'd be like, what you doing, small Asian man? Well, and why are you so stronger?
Because his muscles don't have to be as long.
And that's the thing. The my arms is long.
Yeah,
that's he long. Only go a little bit. Yeah. But he get them clean. He be having three plates on it.
I mean, he's still strong.
He be doing 225 reverse incline, which is called a decline.
Yes. I was about to say, sure why is. Did you
I
just
said, sir, how you doing reverse incline? Decline 225. You strong little pocket monster.
Yeah. Y'all, wait a minute. Back to what we evolved. They had, y'all used to have Terry in service. Like,
oh, yeah. G, 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 G. On the tip of your tongue. On the tip of your tongue. Come on. You don't beg for it.
It's right there. It's
a gift. You ain't got to beg for it. It's right there. Just ask. Just ask. Just if I can't concentrate, if y'all going to be doing all this, I
can't.
G, 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 G. You're begging. You're begging. Just ask. I don't know what's the difference between asking and begging. If y'all wouldn't clap so loud and yell and y'all all surrounding me, it's sensory overload. I want to get the Holy Ghost in quiet.
That's it.
I want to go by myself and talk to him because everybody's yelling at me. I feel like y'all watching me and I kind of just want to sit down. Plus, I can smell the greens. So I'm hungry.
I'm carrying for the chicken.
It's 317. I just want to sit down.
This woman come out. Her name is T. Renee Glenn. Pastor T. Renee.
Oh, come on, T. Renee. I know her.
And I was like, oh, I know what's getting ready to happen. She's supposed to come out there to pray. And I said, I don't think some of these people know. She had on nothing but white athletic socks and a baptismal robe. And I'm talking about, there's no zipper. It's just tied in the back. Mm-hmm. It looked like, it quite literally looked like somebody just made it real quick for her to put on. She wanted to have nothing distracting.
Yeah.
And when I tell you, this is how I'll describe it. She lifted all 40,000 women up to God. And then body slammed us into the Holy Spirit. There was a woman who was vomiting. She was like, that's just the purge. She's fine. Oh, she's fine. The purge. She's fine. Just get a little napkin. Just get a little napkin.
Angel, give her your pajama shirt. It's already been used.
That's why, so I ain't got no more shirts. I'm not trying to be naked in here with y'all. But it was great. I highly suggest people go next year. It was a really awesome time. The speakers were insanely good. You know that Priscilla, I call her Master P now. Mm,
because, Priscilla Shire?
Yeah.
Why you call her Master? Oh.
Because she make it go, mm. That's what she make it.
Priscilla Shire going to preach that word.
And she did. She's a little ninja, assassin, throwing the stars at you and cutting you up. But it was great. And you know what else is great? Listen, NPR Code Switch Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
As a winner of Apple Podcast Show of the Year, Code Switch is the sort of show that handles race and identity like you've never heard before. Regardless of what color you are, Code Switch knows that identity is a part of every story. What I like about it is that they actually have Ask Code Switch, where people are able to call in or write in their question and they answer it. So you're not just getting their perspective, the perspectives of the host, which they have a very diverse panel of hosts. You're also getting the perspective of the listeners and finding out where they live at and the things that they're dealing with. And they are tackling really, really poignant, timely topics.
The most poignant, if you ask me.
Things dealing with your time, your money, workplace, all the things. When so much of the world talks about race in ways that feels either preachy or alienating, Code Switch is interested in how race and identity shape your world in real and confusing and sometimes funny ways. From discussions with comedians of color about what makes a good race joke to how questions of identity swirl around reality TV, Dungeons and Dragons, and BBL, Code Switch guides you through all the different spaces that people of color live in and what it's like to navigate them. Code Switch doesn't just talk about race and identity in the abstract. It tackles real everyday questions like how to create boundaries with immigrant parents or tips on how to speak to family members whose racial views might feel stuck in the Stone Age. From what James Baldwin can teach us about Israel to unpacking Kamala Harris's identity politics to exploring the long history of sex testing in sports, Code Switch gets really real about the way that race and identity in the headlines can affect the way we think about race and identify at home. I do think that there was an episode that I recently heard. Hold on. I'm going to tell y'all what it was. Sorry, I should have already had it up before I read the ad. There was an episode that I recently heard that I thought was very poignant. It was, fighting back on book bans. Because as y'all know, we're in a time where they are like, nope, these books can't be in school. And a lot of them are on quote unquote critical race theory, but they really aren't. So anyways, I just thought it was really powerful to hear from the host on that. Every new episode of Code Switch feels like a love letter to the ways that race and identity have always connected and how your life, no matter who you are, is made richer by thinking them through. Listen now to Code Switch from NPR, wherever you get your podcast.
All right.
Burping.
Excuse me. Let's quickly get into Angel, the sports analysis. Analyst, shout out and rest in peace to Dikembe Mutombo.
I know, yeah. Him gone.
Passed away at 58. So young. Nothing but great stories about him. Rest in peace, legend. Angel, the WNBA is in the second round. Who do you have winning the championship?
I know it's going to be a woman who can play her tail off. That's what I think. I think it's going to be some real good women up there holding that trophy over their head. Obviously, I'm all in for the Aces.
All in. And they're down 0-1 right now. They play tonight now.
That's all right. They're going to get it. They're going to get it. They doing a three-peat, and I believe in them.
Three-peat is tough. I want them to, but it's tough. And I thought I believe anybody can win.
Anybody?
I honestly believe the Aces can win. The Liberty, I had them early, as much as I was rooting for the Aces, only because Chelsea Gray was hurt, and it took her some time to play herself in the shape. But she's playing in herself in the shape. But the Liberty, they got a lot of firepower. They've been clicking. And then you got Minnesota. You know, Nafisa, she just won Defensive Player of the Year.
Already?
Lynx is clicking. And then the Connecticut Sun picked up Marina Mabry from the sky. So they got an outside score that they didn't have early in the season. Defensive.
You can pick up players.
I know this.
And
they traded Marina away midseason. Sky went down.
Crazy.
And she'd been cooking. 27, I think she had in the first game. Deep threes.
Yeah.
Her and DeJounay, you know they already was good at defense. Veteran squad. It's anybody's thing.
And her name is delicious, too.
Marina Mabry.
No, DeJounay.
Oh, DeJounay Carrington. Most improved. Click it or ticket.
I like
that. She played with face full of makeup, bust down, hooping.
Yeah.
Balling. And she made first team all WNBA.
There you go.
All defensive WNBA.
I was about to correct you, but I was like, he'll get it. I was like, he'll get it. I understand.
I didn't find out. I told you, I watched the WNBA early in my life, 96. I always followed the Storm. I wasn't watching the games regularly. I just knew they was winning things. You know, you used to be on local TV. Mm-hmm. I'd watch them in the WNBA Five. That was Sue Bird, Lauren Jackson, Swing Cash. I don't know if y'all know Swing Cash. I went back with my tweets. I was tweeting at Swing Cash like, Swing, notice me. She was like, move.
Get out of it.
I did not realize in the round one of the WNBA playoffs, it is a best of three series. Yeah. And the first two games are at the
home.
I say, well, y'all, that's harder. That's very much harder. They're like, it used to be one game.
They are like, we ain't got time for all this foolishness. We got places to go. Play, go home.
But anyway, I'm very excited to see how this is going to turn out. I need the Aces to split this series tonight.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
The Aces got this. They got Asia. They know what they're Asia. Doing. Is it really pronounced with the sh?
Asia. Like the country.
Yeah.
And here's the other thing. There's been a lot of complaints because Caitlyn's games were on ABC.
And now they ain't even put that stuff. They're on hot channels. They're like, oh, you thought you were gonna stay at number four? Get up there to 4,212. And get up out of here from these low numbers.
ESPN2. They on ESPN2 now.
And who got time to get to two?
Oh,
you barely get over to the regular ESPN.
You barely get over there. Next thing going to be on ESPN 8, the Ocho. But hopefully not. All right. Angel's favorite gospel singer of all time, Kim Burrell, was in the news again. And I ain't going to hold y'all. Patreon, y'all came through. I seen when I was looking through the docket, it was like Kim Burrell strikes again.
What did she do?
I missed it totally. Went on down to the Twitter. You know what? I'm not even gonna play it. If you hadn't seen the video, Angel's gonna reenact what she did for you. Single her out, child.
Oh, here we go. When the skipper partner do Sunday, skid it up and twinkle, twinkle, little star. Stop singing with me. Stop singing with me. Diggy, diggy, do. The Lord is my shepherd. Stop singing with me. See, y'all want to get me jump. See, no, you got to wait. You got to sweet. I'm trying to sing a song that I don't know the words. That's why I'm reading them over the phone. The anointing is on me, not on you. I have on clothes that are incredibly tight. You can see my Gucci lips, but it is the lips of the Lord that I am singing. That, ladies and gentlemen, Kim Burrell. I know we were all confused by the outfit choice because she was dressed like she was Salt-N-Pepa. She had on a black onesie. and a jacket. She had a beautiful long ponytail. Of course, her glasses. And quite literally, I don't know if she was looking at words or sending a text.
I think I chill. Josh, can you put the video in after so people can see that Angel ain't far off? I'm going to play it for y'all just so y'all can hear. If you missed it. Organ is going smooth off, by the way.
Well, you can play any melody, because what is the melody?
Actually, Josh, you don't have to put it in. That's good enough.
I want to sing one round by myself.
The thing that's so wild to me about that, they be good congregational public domain songs that for our life we be singing. Hush. I want to sing by my own self the first time. Can I do it by myself for a little bit?
What song was that? I could not tell. It ran it so many riffs and runs.
I know. I came in. Saw the light in the burden of my heart. I think it's God Is Good by Jonathan McReynolds. It was there by face.
Let's hear. Finding my sight. I'm happy all the time. They said you were right.
What it used to sound like.
That's not the damn song she was singing. You a lie.
Already. First note.
That's not the song that she sang. No.
Yes.
No.
Jonathan don't be running like that all the time. He could run.
Oh, I know. Jonathan sang down. Yeah. God, you're in me, and make your trouble now, God, be
it's just want to God. You just want to say that part with her. She'd be like, pause. No.
Because she don't plan on doing it like that.
No, don't do this with me.
Y'all thought I was going to say God is real?
God is good.
Or that.
No.
God is good. That's boring.
Boring. Boo. Tomato, tomato, tomato.
That's boring. I'm going to say, no. I'm going to turn into a seagull before I get to it. And you all are going to ruin it.
Mine. Totally unrelated. You just remind me when you did the seagull. Somebody tweeted, a black dude tweeted, man, pigs don't oink. They make that sound black people make when they're scratching their throat.
They do.
I said, man,
They do.
We were lied to. Yesterday, my sister-in-law was like, y'all know the longshoremen striking.
I saw that.
And yeah. I said, well, longshoremen striking. Yeah, yeah, they are. And it's the whole from Maine to Texas.
Yeah.
Longshoremen striking for any extended period of time means we the people pay the price. Pay them people, man.
Mm-hmm.
All the shipping, listen, America, we import a lot of goods.
Yeah, a lot.
And I was reading articles about it this morning. They have like companies have shipped some stuff ahead of time in anticipation of the strike.
Uh-huh.
But that's like a week, a month. Uh-huh. Stuff like fresh fruits and all that stuff, all them bananas, all that other stuff that
come from Hawaii,
come all over the place. It's either going to have to go all the way around to the West Coast or it's going to be stuck. Mm-hmm. And you know who pays? When y'all don't pay the longshoremen, your daddy going to be like, now the eggs is right back up.
No, the chickens are here.
No, but the eggs going to be, everything going to go up.
That's when the eggs are going to go down. But everything else going to be,
all that stuff from Shein going to be Nordstrom prices. And sometimes I'd be like, the news just be so much. I just be like,
it do be. The man markets be what? Do you know why I know? Because my husband is now 85.
Is he?
He watches CNN all day.
Help him. Train up the dogs.
Somebody look at Castle.
Get Castle in him and get Marcus distracted.
Listen, and he be over cussing at the dogs. He is fully in his 85-year-old. These damn dogs, I wish a pack of coyotes would eat you both. That's what he be saying to
me. What?
His dogs are pissing him off. Because they're pissing everywhere.
Why would he say that?
Yes, he said, if a pack of coyotes took y'all out right now, I would not be mad. That's what he said about the puppies. Because they acting up.
Oh, they are my acting God.
Up. It stay on CNN. I get so mad. I be like, I don't want to hear their voices anymore. I know. But once the election's over, I'm going to stop. I said, this was never our house. Why?
It wasn't? Because he was driving to work.
We never.
It's TBTB's fault, man. If he had that, he would be distracted.
Why are you a jackass?
He'd be having to watch them shows on Tubi.
Why are you a jackass?
We got to bring it back so he don't have to watch it.
You are such an asshole. And so you would be mad if we plugged somebody, if we did a plug and play. You would light this office on fire. You'd be like, who you think? Who you think?
I ain't gonna hold you. I'm so glad I don't have to watch Sister Wives. I couldn't deal with them. Oh, my God.
I know. I get it. The shows we were watching were a drag.
Married at First Sight at the time was hit.
Yeah.
But then it sucked.
They started stretching out the episode. And we were just like, wait.
Oh, man. Nothing happened. 16. Anyway, now, people at the Patreon put this a lot. Now, I'm going to say, I don't know where this came from. But apparently, Beyonce has caught the eyesight and the ire of a large amount of people.
Mm-hmm.
I have not been able to connect the dots on what new information happened to her. But I know
there's any new information.
So what the Fred from Making the Band, he said that cheesecake that they went to.
I've been trying to find that video. I couldn't find it. It was in your Patreon, but I couldn't. That's when I was on the phone with you. I said, I'm looking for the hyperlink, but I could never find it.
Fred. He said that cheesecake was for Beyonce in this clip, apparently.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely Jaguar.
Is it Jaguar right?
No. It's just the connections. I think a lot of the connections that people are trying to make to Beyonce, I think a seed of it is Jaguar. Okay, you got it. Okay, thank you.
Freddie P.
Went and got was for Beyonce. Okay, fun fact, a lot of people don't know that cheesecake we went and got was for Beyonce. She was upstairs the whole time. What we was talking about again? Hold on. That's a fun fact. People don't know. People like, y'all walked and got a cheesecake. It was for Beyonce. I'll do it again. But,
because
at first he was like, I want some cheesecake. But we took all night to do the process, right? So when we got back, it was like 4 or 5 in the morning. And me and Dallon got back first. Let me tell you how green these niggas is. So I'm the type of nigga. I listen to everything you say as if it's a contract. So if you say, walk to the store or walk to get me some cheesecake, I'll walk to get you some cheesecake, but I'm not walking back. And that's just what me and Dalon did. And they like, why y'all, you know, they hot. Like, y'all cheating. And we like, he told us to walk. He didn't tell us to walk back. So we already in the hotel like 3 hours before they got there. When they said they was coming, we went and met them in front of the building. And you know, the first thing I said out his mouth, we got a cheesecake. He was like, I don't want that shit. Take that shit upstairs for Beyonce. Then he said, it was like, yeah, man, we want to tell you Fred and Dahlon, they ain't walk back. You know, trying to be on some snitch and shit. He's like, I ain't tell you niggas to walk back. Y'all walk back.
Okay. So from that, people are like, see, cheated.
What does that have to do? What does that mean, though? That they could have been.
Exactly.
I don't understand how that.
I think people really have it out for her. Just period. She's lost, I think, over 6 million followers.
6 million?
Yeah. On Instagram. People are in her comments.
She's got 300 plus, ain't it?
Yeah.
So percentage wise, it's not a lot, but 6 million is a lot.
Oh, yeah. I would be invisible. Like, you have actually, I've disappeared, like, on Back to the Future when Marty started disappearing while he was on stage. Yeah. That would be me if 6 million people stopped following me. I don't exist. Anyways, they're like, yep, the truth is about to come out. I've been waiting. I knew all along. You're going down, Miss Queen of Crime.
Queen of Crime. Apparently, it's because she was at the white parties. They've seen pictures of her at the white parties. I'd never thought that the white parties that he hosted were like, that are kind of on par with like Michael Rubin's white parties now. I never thought those were the freak-offs. I thought that was almost like the Rock Nation brunch, some event that plenty of people came to. Now, maybe they stayed late, because there was one clip I saw or one video I saw where it was like, Diddy was like, all right, y'all got to go home now. The real party's finna start. And people was like, see, I don't know. I don't be with those stuff. And I ain't going to hold you, man. I don't really be doing it. I get invited to stuff.
You gonna be out there doing nasty stuff after the party over at the party?
I don't be at the party.
You don't be at the party?
I be down to my party be them Oreos in my pantry. Now, that's the white party I have. The middle part of that Oreo. But convincing myself it's just gonna be two. I'm gonna go back upstairs. It's just gonna be these two.
Kevin, you have to complete your Illuminati orientation by going to one of the
parties. Did you see Mark Cuban say he never got invited to the Illuminati?
No.
He said, I'm white, rich, and Jewish. I never got an invite to the Illuminati.
Like, I don't understand.
He told Shannon Sharp that. But no, I'm not going to complete my stuff. I got kids. I got to take my son to soccer.
But the soccer game is not at the freak-off. It's not at the same time.
But I got to get up early.
Because the soccer games are early. Freak-off's late at night. And you could just... Once you get you clean off the butt plugs and everything else, you go to the soccer field. I think there are people who just want there to be dirt on her. Listen, I don't understand the desire for that. Desire to just, I can't wait till you go down. I think they're trying to blame them for Aaliyah's death.
Absolutely. The connection to that. First of all, at that time, you applying Beyonce's fame now to Beyonce then.
I know.
At that time, hilarious. Beyonce was just the lead singer of a girls group. She was not even like super famous.
She was famous, but she's there. It is light years from who she is now.
I mean, but like she was famous, but not like solo artist.
Icon. Plus,
you know what I'm saying? Like icon level.
Yeah.
Destiny's Child was a great group. She was absolutely famous, but... There was people way more famous than her at the time. And I don't know what she would have got to gain from killing Aaliyah. How do y'all even connect the dot? I didn't see none of the dot connecting. And any time of a conspiracy, those videos always have the same music. And then sources say, I'd be like, get out my algorithm and show me a dog.
The Jaguar, right? Do you know who that baby is, that woman?
I know her from these rumors. Yes. I don't know where she originated from or why.
She was in the music industry, I do believe. And so she was around during a lot of the time. And she has it feels like a little bit of a vendetta. So some of this stuff has been, that she has said, has come to pass. And some of the stuff, I think people think it's people believe in an all or nothing. Like, either everything she's saying is true.
Same thing with Cat Williams.
Or, yes. They're like, no, if he said this thing and it was true, everything has to be true. And the only thing that be getting me about her is that everything she says in her mind is important. So you'll see. Diddy, Jay-Z, and they all need to be charged.
Oh, I think I see her TikToks.
Yes. I'm telling you, I said it, and everybody said I was crazy.
Oh, she said she's a singer. They said she was a singer. She sang on Jay-Z's MTV Unplugged.
Yeah. This is what she sounds. She's like, and eventually the young man that has been in a relationship with Jay, he's going to come forth.
But is that what she said? Or are you being funny?
Just like that. Like verbatim.
She said
and
these
tone.
Words.
Oh, really?
Yes. He's going to come forth. He's not ready now, but in the tapes I've seen, because I monitor the doc web, there's a video for $60 million where they are penetrating each other.
New York accents, solid work.
This is what she sounds like.
You are good at accents. Help me be good at British.
You good. Kevin, every time you go, I'm like,
oi, bruv. I think I can do it, innit?
I think.
You got the feel to diffuse, fam.
You should do your whole London show in the accent.
I can't. I can't concentrate long enough. I don't know how actors do it.
You take me all the way back to what's the people with the electricity eyes, with the electromagnetic eyeballs.
Supercell.
You take me back to Supercell.
That's what they've been saying. British people have been DMing me like, yo, man, I know you're being funny, but like, don't take our jobs. And I'll be like,
oh, you gonna
boy, bruv. Fizzy wickets and bangers and mashing it.
Okay.
I'm coming across the pond, bruv.
Absolutely. Bruv.
I heard some Boston in there, but we'll work on it.
Wagwan, my youth.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know where I am, but I know I'm not here anymore.
I know.
That's where you took
me.
The
King's English. Who is it? King Charles or Kevin on stage? I don't know the difference.
I have no idea.
If I got filthy rich, I would go away for 6 years and do an intensive accent coach with Daniel Pinnock's husband, Jack. And I'm going to come out and only speak the King's English.
Is that the only accent that you want to learn?
No, I want to learn them all. Irish. Oh, I want to go to the Bobbity B school.
I'm like, are you doing a Kim Burrell song?
Are you coming to the Shire? Coming to the Shire?
Make yourself a grown man.
Lord of the Rings?
Make yourself a grown man. Why are we doing this?
Thank you so much. I don't want
to. Grown man. They have grown men.
Over there. Come over to Messiah, will ya? Willem was down yonder to the pond, wasn't he? Oh. Y'all don't know. I'll be watching
down
YouTube.
Down yonder to the pond? Is that what you think their slang is? Down yonder to the pond? You said, let me grab some South Carolina, throw it over here into this potato soup.
Just stop.
I love it. I love it. I do.
Kev, do a Jamaican accent. Wagan Rastafari. What's the white dude on Jamaica?
Why are you so angry?
Yes.
If he gets anything I want, anything I want, if he gets anything. Good, could you go forget anything she want? What? Salt. Okay. Yeah, it's a white dude, M.R. on TikTok.
I didn't, now just talk.
I can't. I got anything she want. Ha! And then the black dude's like this, anything.
It just sounds loud.
It's getting louder and louder and more angry.
Sugar. Remember on Top Boy? Sugar, forget the drugs. You only go to Sugar. The girl is them Sugar.
The girl team, sure. The first time.
Do I just do too much?
Yes.
Do me good, Jamaican.
Do me good, Jamaican.
Why'd you break it up? Do me good, Jamaican.
Just do it lighter. Wahan,
my youth.
No, not softer.
I don't know, man.
He started whispering.
If you don't do so many changes, it doesn't sound as so farce. Like. It sounds very farce-like. When I went to Jamaica, they had so many crazy songs.
He said, not good coochie gal.
Good coochie gal.
You get anything.
I like that.
Anything you want. Y'all don't be on TikTok good, Angel and Josher.
I don't.
I do, but I be getting golf stuff and gaming stuff.
When I went to Jamaica. Yo, DJ. Yo. Yo. You see how he blazed that? You were like, who that girl get to anything? Anything?
Vibes Cartel!
They said Kevin's a toopy Jamaican.
Yes. One girl.
Didn't learn from Cool Running. I didn't know Cool Runnings was bad. Jamaican, Sanka, Yaman. Yaman. Oh, these are Jamaican.
When I went to Jamaica, pride.
I have power.
There was a song playing, shake your booty in the name of Jesus. I swear to God.
You
shake
it.
Your booty in the name of the Lord.
You lying, ain't
I'm
you?
Dead serious. Shake that booty that Jesus gave you. Shake your booty in the name of the Lord. I swear.
Is it Minnie Man?
I don't know.
Is it?
Now, mind you, I was 18 when this happened. Let's see if he says it.
Oh, that's regular right. Gospel.
That's a church.
Yeah. That's Beanie Man. The girls, them sugar.
Them girls shake your booty. Have anybody heard it? Booty.
Shake your body for Jesus?
No, shake your... Well, if they're saying body, I didn't know. No, I guess it's booty, Beanie Man.
Shake your body for Jesus. Under the blood.
No, it is Beanie Man. It's Beanie Man.
Oh, that was it?
Yeah. I look at the lyrics. I just looked at the lyrics.
I want to go to the
it's
island.
Gospel Time. That's the song I was playing. Gospel Time by Beanie Man. Glory now, now.
Here we go. I got it. Go back. I got it. Turn it down, Kevin.
I was trying. I pressed the wrong button.
I just got it. I know. We've taken too long. It's already. Shake that booty that Jesus gave you. Shake that booty in the name of the Lord. The fact that
bust the devil head.
The fact that he
bust
is
bust the devil head.
The choir repeating, "Shake that booty in the name of the Lord." Song. It was a band that was performing near the beach. They were like, "How you like it, baby?" Mm. From the front,
yeah.
From the back,
oh, yeah.
Give that ass a smack. Ooh. I bet your man can't do you like that. Can't work the middle because his dick's too little. Hey,
oh, wow.
That's exactly
now.
What the song
this
was.
This is the one they were saying to Patreon. To the island! Yo! Get it to him, Angel! Jesus will take up. How when we feel like we are break up, put the blood on me faces like a makeup.
Under the blood.
Jesus cover me. Yeah. Jesus, one for the Lord.
Under the blood. Jesus, there you go.
Listen. Christian, I fight some things with the mercy. Shall we hold demons and principality?
Principality.
Peter came.
I give God the glory. Fighting against three terrible enemy. The world, Satan, and myself against me.
Throw that thing in a prayer circle.
Lord.
Under the blood.
You better go, Angel, and be ready.
Under the blood.
Are they really doing this?
Oh, yes.
You want
yes,
to hear
yes,
it?
Yes, yes, yes.
You want
yes.
to hear it? This hear me great. Now. Hear me now. Hear
Did
me
you
now.
See this video? You had to have seen it because you be on the interwebs.
Throw that thing for
you. I'm sitting under this dryer and I'm going to stop it because this has ended.
Oh, yeah,
today.
Damn.
Did y'all know that they have translated the Bible into Jamaican patois? Did you make a New Testament? Hold on, it gets better. Here are the books of the Bible. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John.
The way they spelled it is
Roman.
Hilarious.
Roman.
Corinthians.
Galatian. Ephesian.
Galatian.
First Timothy.
Timothy.
Titus. Hebrew. James. Revelation.
The fact that I did, I was like, what is James? And then I realized.
James.
It's James.
History. History was Chimuchi. A lot. All right, moving right along. Did you hear about this Boosie thing with his daughter?
I was trying to figure out what had happened.
So Boosie said his daughter can't come around.
Because she gay girl.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. He said she's going to contaminate the kids.
Oh.
His other kids. And that poor little baby, beautiful girl too, was like fighting back tears to be like,
this is the same dude. This is the same girl that he gave a bunch of money to for her birthday.
That I don't know.
No, like last
year.
Oh,
you're telling me.
Yeah, last year. And I was like, now he has to clearly know that this baby is gay.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because at her at that birthday, I remember she was dressed.
Oh, he can't bring her girlfriend around, they said.
Oh, okay. Because I was about to say, he gave her a lot of money for her birthday. And I was like, okay, now I know he knows this daughter is definitely gay because she's masculine, kind of masculine presenting. So he said the girlfriend can't come around because she'll contaminate the other kids.
The thing about it is now Boosie openly said, openly out of his own mouth, has said he paid women, adult women, to do sexual things with his underage children.
I don't understand how he not get locked up or how I don't understand how the state didn't press charges.
It's the correlation is not correlating. The issue is the call is coming from inside the house. One of these things is actually illegal.
Actually, it all correlates. All of this correlates. For you to be a man that thinks it's okay to hire a prostitute for your child. Yeah, that type of disgusting human being would also say something like, your gay girlfriend is going to contaminate the kids. It's all, yeah, that is the monster.
Gay don't get on you now.
He said it do.
Gay don't get on you. Gay don't jump off and be like, I'm gay. Arr. And you be like, no. It don't do that. It don't work like that.
It don't work like that. Well, he think it do. Just like he think it's good for a teenager to experience sexual acts with a paid sex worker. It fits.
The call is coming from inside the house.
There is no call. Okay. He is a monster and a jackass. And he has been on theme. He's been on brand.
Man.
He has been on brand. Ever since they gave that man a phone to be able to post videos, mm-hmm. He has been on brand.
Yeah. I don't know what to say. I've said this a million times. I love my children as much as I humanly can. I'm gonna tell you what's hard though. Them babies growing up is tough.
Is it hurting you?
Oh, Isaiah went to a college party.
Oh.
Oh, and he told y'all.
He told us, which because he told us, I had to be like I wanted to be cool, you know. I want to be like, yeah, man, go to the party.
You didn't really go to parties.
Me?
In college?
No.
He's experiencing a life you've never had.
No, and that's kind of what we wanted. But then he'd be like, so I'm like, what time are you leaving? He's like, probably 8 or 9. I was like,
You're like, I'll be up.
What time do you want to come home? He's like, can I come home around 1? Around 1?
Oh, I can't.
We be in dialogue.
Okay.
You live at home now, there's a certain amount of, you know what I'm saying? There's leash. There's respect, But you got curfew. You can't just be walking in all willy-nilly. Oh,
see, that's the benefit of living on campus. I was walking in my dorm at 4 a.m.
Well, that and I told him. I said, now, if you went down to NCANT, you wouldn't have to ask me nothing. You go down and do whatever you wanted. You even if you was living on campus at CSUN, what would I know? What would I tell you? But you coming in and out of my home, could be a coyote coming to the door.
Excuse me, I got my keys.
Yeah, why are you up on your hind legs like that? I'm tired.
I'm coming in here to eat your little dog.
Excuse me. Monty ain't got, he ain't gonna be worth nothing.
Oh no, he gonna jump right in their mouth.
So I was asking other parents and stuff, and the common response was prayer and the Life 360 app. It's like most of them, and this is kind of what you know, but it sometimes feel good to hear. They're like, look, Kev, at this age, you either train them up or you ain't train them up. They either gonna make decisions or they ain't. But you can't stop them from making good choice. I mean, from making their own choices. You can encourage them. You know, I told Zay, I said, it ain't you I'm worried about, it's the world. He was like, and then JoJo today, he out of school on a random Tuesday. In it. And he
went in it.
he wanna go down to the beach. And I'm like, man, you gonna go down to the beach? And, you know, me and Melissa's like, why y'all can't go down to the park or the mall?
Yeah.
Why y'all ain't go somewhere where you can't be there?
Beach is far from you guys.
Yes.
Oh, damn. I didn't even think about that.
The parents just say y'all can go down to the water.
Hit major freeways, go through mountains?
Yeah. All the way down to the beach.
Is he going to the after parties of the homecomings?
Who, Zay?
Yeah. No, not Zay. Joe.
He's not there yet. He's just beach boy.
Well, Joe likes to sleep too, though.
Yeah.
Oh, I do remember that. Yeah. That's the one thing Lil Marcus has given me. So at these private schools, these parents throw massive after parties after the party. Like, so homecoming dance happens. Parents throw a whole nother party.
Those are the wannabe cool parents, though.
Them kids go to rich kids' school.
Yes. No, it is. Like, for the eighth grade graduation, the one girl's parents got all the kids these dope hoodies. All of the kids who graduated.
Hoodies.
Quality.
Oh, nice.
Man, let me tell you what. My Zay had a friend, a Jewish boy that was on Little Rascal with him. They invited us over for Halloween. Yeah, now you know I'm church boy. Yeah. Hallelujah night, harvest night.
Come on, hallelujah.
Like that.
Trunk or treat
is as far as we got. But the most progressive church was my last church in Washington. They was like, okay, y'all can wear superhero costume, but not no devils, no gals, no goblins. Okay. Trunk or treat.
No
tricks in salvation, mm-hmm. Right? So we moved down to LA and his homeboy's mom was like, y'all want to come over for Halloween? I'm thinking, you know, we have like a bowl of candy. Angel, that Jewish family had Thanksgiving level food. I opened the door. I'm like, first of all, I smell meat.
Meat on Halloween.
I smell pot roast and stuff. They had all these Jewish delicacies, regular food, chili dogs, chili. The candy thing, and they lived out in Moore Park, gated community in Moore Park. The candy looked like a Costco aisle.
Yeah, they're not getting mini candy. They're getting the regular big
full size.
This is recent?
No, it's when we first moved here.
Oh, okay, I missed that.
I said, this lady, she had to have spent $10,000. I mean, the decorations, like, almost her house was like a haunted house.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I don't know these things.
And that's not everywhere in the world. That's here.
Oh, that's here. Yeah. And the people here be having money. The mom, her baby was in acting, but that wasn't like
where they got their money. Yeah.
Man, I said one of the actors on the Little Rascals, she owned 20 or 30 houses, right? She said she had Mennonite families working her farms. When they booked Little Rascals, she bought a house in Valencia.
Mennonite.
I had not
biblical
heard of
biblical people.
Didn't know what
that she was. Got somebody from the tribe of Judah. What are we
she
talking?
She said that I pulled my How phone up know? And said what?
What is Mennonite? A Mennonite?
I looked it
is
up.
Is it they need, said, related they to the Canaanites?
They said less strict Amish people.
Less strict Amish.
Mennonites.
I said you got people that live at your farm. She's like, oh yeah, it was like Yellowstone. You seen Yellowstone?
I heard it's good.
Yeah, it's really good. Yellowstone, they have a house. First of all, Yellowstone is a TV show, a more recent show. They have a seasoning in the grocery store now.
Oh, wow.
Yellowstone State season.
It's like a Western I think Marcus Sons, watches right?
It. Sons of Anarchy. Kind of. Yeah. Marcus great, watches it.
Yeah. But anyway, they had a house for the ranch hands. Like, they live on the property in the, like, ranch hands house. And then they're, like, foreman, I guess. He has his own house. Also, totally unrelated. Nobody told me about Dochi, and I'm upset with you.
The album?
You ain't send me no Dochi.
Stop it.
The Dochi,
you
the
didn't
rapper.
Send me the rapper.
I didn't, she's amazing. I didn't
send
this.
You didn't send Dochi. Uh-uh. She's a church girl. She's speaking tongues on one of her songs on this.
Oh, does she really?
Alligator Tears. Crocodiles.
Where has Gonzi Tapes?
You know what?
Been?
I was listening to Gonzi Tapes this morning.
Were you really?
Gonzi Tapes 2 is a body of work.
I got uninspired once all my stuff started getting content strike when I tried to do it on my own, man.
Go it on Vimeo now. Get back inspired. I still listen to artists that you put me onto with Gonzi Tapes. Her album is called Alligator Bites Never Heal.
Don't ever talk about me.
I knew it had something to do with crocodiles or something.
Don't ever talk
crocodile
about
Anaconda Tears. Angel,
you talk about
album,
me.
I'm going to just play you the first song.
Play it.
I'm going to just play you the first song. I'm going to see. Because I listened to her album. I listened to Leon Thomas's album, Mutt. This is just the first song. A lot of times the first good song, we let you know, this ain't even my favorite song on the album, but it was good. This is called Stankapoo. You hear the singing too? She signed to TDE.
Top dogs.
Kendrick. Well, Kendrick, formerly Kendrick. SZA. Who's on there? Absol. J-Rock.
J-Rock. Schoolboy.
Schoolboy Q.
Reason got up out of there.
Reason's out? Reason TDE? No more TDE?
No
more TDE.
He out?
He out of
there.
Ain't nobody told me nothing. It's a good album, Angel.
Is it?
It's 19 songs, 47 minutes.
Oh, 19.
It's only 47. She got a lot of short songs, though.
Okay.
A lot of short songs. I wish I knew. I was into it while I was lifting weights, and I don't know which song is which that I like. But she, don't stone me. She has hints of Busta Rhymes, hints of Tyler the Creator.
Busta Rhymes in tone.
Yeah. Early Busta.
Both of them in tone.
Why would somebody stone you for that?
Because I don't know how people feel about her. But I was like, oh, I'm getting hints of this and hints of Tyler currently. Because Tyler has such an interesting cadence. Mm-hmm. He like he kind of stalks the beat, if that makes sense. He raps like a lion is like, you know how
prowling.
Lions be waiting?
Prowling.
That's how he raps to me. I don't know. Does that make sense?
I don't know. Not Nuri, a Tyler Creator song.
Play Nissan Altima. It shows Tyler and Busta. Okay, I'm going to play Nissan Altima.
You know a Tyler song. There was a couple on TikTok. Was it last year?
Wake up, eight cup, get your tits up in my makeup, face fuck, get your bake up, fake bluff, fake tough niggas.
Oh, earthquake.
Up, put your six up for the motherfucking
beat drop.
Rates up, nope. Up, put your
dicks up. You gotta come on the next Marjor.
What if it never came? Would it just drive you crazy?
Beat drop.
Trap great stones. I don't know what type of motherfucking crap they own. I'ma carry Bradshaw with a back brace on. I've been carrying you bitches now for way too long. I'm a black bitch, purple cunt, stack chips, smoke.
Give it to me. Oh, you got him so gingerly.
She was popping on and she wanna post though. I got these bitches white face. You a ghost hoe. You a don't you stand on a post hoe. Suck it up, stand up, say that shit with your chest. You bitches rocking over bones. I got digits to fetch. I can't do bitches. I'm too busy. I don't deal with the press. Money in my motherfucking hands. I'm in Gucci in a bonnet spinning motherfucking bands. I got hitters, I got fans, I got stands in the stands. Do they love her or they hate her? Either way, they spin their bands. I could really give a damn, I could really give a fuck. Long as you bitches know what's up, it's Dolce, bitch.
She been switching that flow up. This video is crazy.
That's the part that's on TikTok.
Yeah.
That part.
That part, I remember that. Dangerous.
Rates up, jigs up, put your dicks up, get your dicks up, put your motherfucking sticks up. They suck, that's tough, nigga. Pay off, get your rates up for the motherfucking princess.
Let me tell you what. Over the last 7 years, actually maybe 10, the quantity of women rappers that have been getting shine is grown exponentially. Mm-hmm. They be rapping.
Yeah.
When we were young, it was like...
It was like an anomaly.
Yeah, it was very few. Mm-hmm. And they always could rap, but they didn't have as many opportunities. But from her, SZA raps a lot on this album. Mm-hmm. I feel like she could release a rap album. No Name, Rhapsody, Brittany Carter. Brittany Carter was with Pat Jr. on his mixtape. Mm-hmm.
Scarlip,
Doja Cat, Dochi, Flo Millie.
Oh, Flo Millie, don't be playing.
Flo Millie got into an argument with Roland Martin because somebody with the name Flo Millie said something about voting, and he tagged the actual Flo Millie. She said, "Get your old butt out of my mentions." He was like, "It was an honest mistake." Glorilla.
Lotto, Glorilla.
I love Glorilla. Glow's doggone voice. She has like some good hype music.
Yeah.
Lotto can really rap. Tierra Whack, Meg, Mona Leo.
No, the girlies are holding it fully down.
Yeah, Glow. Yeah, Job. I'm gonna do a song called Yeah, Job. All right.
Job, is that?
Yeah, Job. Your family be dying every verse, Job. Wow. Yeah, Job.
Oh, come on, get it out.
Okay, now. Felicia said, Kev had the whole internet crying and being vulnerable on Saturday. We really needed that. I don't think a lot of people knew it was okay to be angry that our loved ones are lost.
I was about to type when I saw the thing. I feel like I am overhearing a conversation that you're actually having with Jason. Because it started off you talking to us, and then it went to, why aren't you here? I was like.
And then that wasn't Kev on stage. That was Kevin Fredericks making
1,000%.
Yes.
What happened was. Something in Kevin Fredericks' life, No Kev on Stage, happened. Mm-hmm. And often what happens when I get really frustrated with like a business thing or whatever, I will call Melissa and then I would call Jay.
Right.
So Melissa, I can vent with just the freedom of whatever. I don't have to be particular or mince my words. But this particular thing, I was like, I wanted to hit that 253.
Yeah.
And that's still crying of crazy. So one of the phone numbers I never forgot because it was one of the numbers I remember from pre-contacts in your phone days. But when I tell you, I was legitimately frustrated and angry. And my grief videos, I only share them. There's another one that I want to do, a feeling that I have. There's a couple feelings, but sometimes I'd be wanting to test the waters because I'd be like, there's no way other people think this.
Uh-huh.
But that one, it was so interesting how well received it was and how so many people have had that exact feeling. And one of the freeing things is you be feeling like it's just you. You know what I'm saying? But no, I'm not doing do Godspeed today. I'm already on edge. I can't do it. Last time we was
laughing. I don't want it.
But no, so many people hit me up. One of my people was like, you should do a grief comedy show so people know it's, you know, you can laugh and cry. And I was like, anytime you do grief jokes, it's such a delicate tightrope. And I think the reason I haven't done nor even considered a whole set on grief is because usually people come to comedy shows to like,
get away
forget
from that
stuff. But it was that specific. I would have to tell people what it is. I wouldn't want you thinking.
I think you could absolutely do it. You know why I know? I watched Rothaniel, whatever the
Rothaniel?
Hell. Yes, whatever the hell that man's name is. Rothaniel. Yeah, it's Rothaniel.
Who, yeah, no, I know. What's his name? We know him by that.
Carmichael.
Gerard Carmichael. yeah, he took his time.
Yeah, I feel like that is a...
That'd be dope to do it in like a...
That's what you should do.
Almost like a black box.
You should do it.
I don't know.
And the reason why I say
I play Godspeed to start it off.
That is the reward. That's how it should. That's how the music should start before you come on stage. I feel like that's the reward that comedians get that have been on stage and been in front of audiences for a long time.
You've earned that.
You've earned being able to do something out of the box.
Interesting.
You've earned it.
You have.
That's what Dave Chappelle, do you know how long he makes us wait for a punchline?
Boy, he be up there literally smoking cigarettes.
Talking. Just
chopping it up.
You will wait 15 minutes before I give you nary an actual punchline. But we listen and we do it.
Absolutely listen.
Because he's a great storyteller. So you could 100% do a grief show.
I'm going to call it Laugh Now, Cry Now.
That's good.
The next thing I wanted to talk about, grief related, I'm gonna probably put some space between it. I never post those videos for views. That just be like, that's how I express myself, you know, as a creative person. But the feeling that I have felt the moment is jealousy.
Mm.
Oh, you people who have great relationships with their brothers, I'd be like, Look at this guy.
You're jealous.
Look at Tim and Jim going down to the baseball game, having a gay old time like the Flintstones. Oh, you and your whole family taking a family trip. Everybody's around.
You feeling jealous?
Yes. You guys got your brothers or sisters, but it's brother and brother. Well.
So two peas in a pod. Do you be jealous of your kids?
Yes, and that feels guilty.
Oh, I feel jealous of my sons.
I'd be like, oh, y'all just running and having brother time? Must be nice. I probably never would have admitted that if you didn't ask me. Mm. But I'd be like, oh, you got your brother?
No, I'd be jealous that my sons are growing up with a two-parent household, a solid marriage. We not going nowhere.
And you ain't got to worry about it. Y'all ain't worried about
it. I'd be thinking about that with my little brother, and we're 10 years apart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you just had a great relationship with our dad your whole life, huh?
Oh,
right.
Oh,
right.
The more than even Jay.
Oh, my God.
Real dad who figured it out with the new son? You dirty bastard.
Oh, I ain't got to worry about that
one. Oh, he got to. And
then just like, we just talk about eggs.
Bless the baby. He's a sweet kid. Uh-huh. He is younger than my son. And his dad, who's my dad, his dad comes home every night. Tucks him in at night.
Oh my God.
Little children's book.
Yeah,
kiss on the forehead. Wow. Ask for a truck every now and then. But the son, where you screwed it all up, really screwed the pooch there. Oh, when you were 19. Oh, it took screwing my life up.
To get it
together. Now at 30, you want to have another kid. You want to figure it out. And now you get to have another son. And that nigga knows the different version of you. And you the same man?
Mine's not. I got a lot of love for my little brother, though.
Thank God for growth.
I don't want to put those eggs in the same basket, no pun. But
I feel you. You're like, You, and sometimes it just be the oldest sibling to the youngest sibling in the same family.
Oh, I definitely got a probably a better version of my mother than my older sisters. Right. Too bad. So sad. But I also am the one that's raising her as well right now.
Well, little Marcus and Amar, they have you. This isn't even necessarily bad or good. It's just different.
Oh, yeah. As strict as I am and still am with little Marcus, Amar does not know that mother. Amar has probably got spanked maybe twice. Little Marcus definitely has more fingers that he can count of being spanked. But I try to make up for it. Little Marcus gets just about everything he wants.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'll be like, I know I'm harder on you. Imagine him doing
something whoopable.
Oh, you can, me and lies, like, if you want to cut me and piss me off, lie to me about something, and I'm a beat you.
Real, I'm
a beat you. That's what's going to happen. Yeah, he didn't get spanked often, but little Marcus, he was too. He was also a terror, like most kids. But yeah, no, parents be different, and it be making you, or just relationships. Oh. You see people with better relationships, and it does make you, it can make you a little envious of like, okay, so I just couldn't have that?
Oh my God, and I be feeling guilty, because them folks didn't do nothing. You know, my kids, obviously I'm happy for them. We fostered this environment. I was actually thinking about this when I was getting gas the other day. I said, I'm a good dad. Melissa's a good mom. But the boys have the life because together we are good parents. Mm-hmm. And like we fit in neatly with each other. Mm-hmm. Where I am weak, she is strong. Where I am strong, she is weak. Mm-hmm. Either version of them with either of us is different, much different than them with both of us.
Yeah.
Right. But anyway, that's the biggest. That's probably one of the newer feelings. Jake Paul, Logan Paul, you're there for his big fight, are you?
Are you?
Sounds like fun.
Sounds like a good time to me.
Our pet heads are falling off. I'd be so frustrated. And I still have my sister, but everybody with multiple siblings knows there's relationship with each sibling.
Yes.
And then there's the siblings as like a unit.
Yeah.
Right? And you don't have like Mel and Melissa and Mel and Nick. Mel and Melissa and Mel and Nick have a different relationship than Mel and Nick, Nick and Melissa.
Yeah.
And they all get together. They're the sisters, right? Yeah. Me and my siblings are no different. But anyway, it's just, and also the entire family dynamic changes.
Yeah, especially with him being the oldest of you all's bunch. Oldest is a very, not to say you as a middle artist.
No, you're right. I'm with you.
Yeah, it's a very like strong role set. So is the baby, but that oldest.
The oldest, especially Jay, was the oldest. He was the oldest of us.
And the oldest grandchild, right?
Oldest grandchild, but he's not, in our family, Jay's not that much younger than my youngest uncle.
Right.
So he is like, he was like the connective tissue from parents to kids to grandparents.
Yeah.
I was talking to my grandma about this the other day. She was like, you know, she watched my video and it was so funny. She emailed me. She said, I didn't want to leave a comment down on the Facebook.
Someone with the email.
So I emailed you. And she wrote these paragraphs and she said, I miss him so much. She was like, Jay called me twice a week, every week. Mm. She was like, I don't know how he had the time because so many people have that relationship with him. You want to talk about two different things, them Fredericks boys, opposite ends of the spectrum, picking up that phone.
I was about to say phone call. Jay, listen, I think I probably talked to Jay on the phone more than I talked to you on the phone.
I would not be surprised.
Jay, Angel, I got a script that I want you to read, okay? I want you to read it and tell me your thoughts, Angel, because me and my homegirls, we wrote this, and I want to know what you're thinking about it. I would be like, oh, okay, well, send it on over. Yeah, he was a talker.
He was a chopping upper.
Was a talker.
10:30 at night. Hey, you got a minute really quick?
Was a talker. I even, I think the only thing that keeps me from being like stuck in jealous moments is that unlike you, this is just like you, but unlike this situation with Jay, like, my dad, who I have my bio dad, who I have a crazy relationship with, I'm like, but he's still alive.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That was a common thing about that grief video. Yeah. That was unexpected. People are like, what's worse than this is having these feelings and that person is alive. We are just not in contact, in community, whatever. And I was like, oh, mine is final because he went on to be with him. But other people's is final as well.
Living,
and they're
living
in
grief too.
And that's, you can grieve friendships.
Oh yeah.
Relationships. That's one thing about getting older, boy. I finally understood what them folks was talking about when they say keep living. And that's why our folks were sad behind the eyes, because they done been through stuff. When you're little, you just, you know what I'm saying? You ain't never lost nobody.
But that's not what I meant, Kevin. You took what I said and just turned it into something else. That's not what I meant.
Okay, tell me what you mean.
What I mean is that while I can get jealous of, like, my kids having a great relationship with their father, I have to keep reminding myself, even though your relationship isn't great, he's at least still alive. So you still have the opportunity to turn it maybe into something, even though it ain't great. Even though I didn't grow up in a two-parent household, I still have a mother that is alive. For you and Jay, for some people, they'd be like, oh, at least you had a good relationship with
him
for the time he was
for
here.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Which both makes it better and worse. Yes. I feel like it makes some of those pains deeper. Yes,
absolutely.
And different, I should say. Because if we had a cantankerous relationship, I think I would be grieving what could have been.
Right.
Instead, I'm grieving what was and what cannot be.
Correct.
And that's where it just feels like, I think a piece of me died. A piece of me that was that relationship, like, flickered out.
Yeah. No, that was a very, it was a very important relationship. It wasn't one that was like, okay, it's easy to like replace it or move something in its place. Like, it is what it was, and it is not coming.
That's what I was going to tell you too. The other part of my grandma's email, and she was saying that Jay talked to me twice a week. I was like, I emailed her back because we was emailing, and I said, I wish I could be that person for you. I want to be what Jay was for you. And she emailed me back and she said, I don't need you to be Jason for me because you're Kevin for me.
Come on. I know it probably took you right on down. It took you on down, friend.
She be touching the soft spots. Remember when Chicago, and she said basically, "Thank you for holding me down."
Yes,
and you were like,
"How bad did you cry over that keyboard?" How bad you cry, friend?
No, I don't even need Godspeed.
I know. I'm sure you barely holding on now, Kevin.
Bad.
I know. I was like, "Here you go, friend. Here, friend."
Why y'all watch this podcast? We went from Jamaican church
this is why we don't be on no Apple top 10.
This is why we won't make it, but we top 10 in the streets.
I feel like this makes it a really good podcast.
Man.
I feel like it makes it so good. We went from Kim Burrell to war to access.
We derailed so hard.
Man.
We were talking about Boosie, then we were talking about family.
Yeah, this
is tough because I'm like, bro, I don't have... That nigga was big. I can't... I'm big in my own way, but I can't be him and me.
No.
Like, I got just enough to continue to be me.
Yeah, so don't put that pressure on yourself.
I got to. I don't have to.
You don't have to.
It's my natural inclination.
To fill in the gap that he has left.
But that gap is...
It's massive.
It's too big. So for her to be like, I don't need you, you're already enough.
Thank you. You said thank you. I need other people to say it. Can other people say that to me, please?
Jesus, because I'm like, I'm going to put in my phone. So I'm going to be on set. I'm going to call you. Hey, how you doing? You're live by. Yeah. That's not it either.
Yeah.
Because I was in the car. Me and Melissa were going to JoJo's soccer game. He had a game way out, almost near Josh's house. And I said, man. So Melissa called her mom. She called her dad. And she called each of her sisters. I said, wow.
Just routine.
She said, oh, when I'm in a long car ride.
Oh, we going to be on the phone.
That's Angel done called me. You can hear the freeway humming.
Kevin, brother on stage, real quick.
Said, oh, this is a thing for you. She said, oh, no, this is how I keep up with my people. If you call me, if you're in my circle, I will answer. Mm-hmm. If you text me, I will respond. Mm-hmm. I will text you back.
You'll send a voice note.
I'll send a voice note.
Some random stuff in it. But Josh.
I sang that to Josh yesterday. But it doesn't, my mind does not generate.
Reach out to someone to see how they are.
No, but my mind will generate, go to work. So when they need, and when you need my help.
And you can.
I will be able to, because you know, I ain't been on that phone. I've been on set.
You been.
So you need a little what? Huh? You can't pay for, okay. Now I got it. That's my role. You know, and that's the other part about Jay. Them kids, that help is still necessary. So you can't do it, Uncle Kevin. I need that this weave.
Oh.
Or I need my red. My niece Kayla, love her. My birthday, I got to get my hair done.
She's like, I know you got it.
It's $150. I don't need you to buy it. Just Amazon Prime it because I ain't got Prime. I'm going to send it to you. You Prime it to me.
Yeah, so can get that'll
be my
gift.
My other nieces be like, the bundles is $400.
You get them over here.
How many bundles is it? Hair is crazy, Josh.
It is. I want to get into the business.
Hair is. Melissa was in it for a while, but you know what? You niggas be lying about that hair.
Oh,
I never received it. I don't know. She had it to the point right before she stopped. She had all the hair deliveries you had to sign, like proof and ID.
Yeah.
Because then people would pay.
Yeah.
Say they didn't get it.
And then you have to send more hair. Oh, and I want to do synthetic. She was doing human.
She was doing human.
Oh, yeah. I want to do synthetic, and I wanted to be on Amazon.
Yeah. And Don't talk to me direct.
Nah. You're going to have to talk to Amazon about getting you your refund because I'm not giving you a damn thing. I'm not. Well, Kevin, I hope you eventually relieve yourself of the
it's
the responsibility
relieved.
You have.
That once she gave me that, that applied to all y'all.
Good.
That's copy and paste.
My grandma said I didn't have to.
Right, so, and she's a matriarch, so
she done
y'all
told
can't.
Me.
Y'all,
y'all don't even have to. Well, Uncle, hey, grandma said, no, I cannot do. Remember the way we were? Mm-hmm. It's going to be the way we
you're
are.
Like, this is federal law. That's what it is. Yeah,
and so she didn't leave it to the state.
You weren't about state.
She didn't leave it to the state.
You weren't
she
about
said
state.
We go executive hey. Order.
Here's the state line.
Oh, yeah, and this for life. She only had to say that once. I screenshot it, printed it, posted up in my office. Uncle, could you, Kev, could you?
CC.
Because a lot of his people and friends, you try to gravitate to me. Nigga, I did not know you like that.
Oh, Lord.
No, my grandma said I don't have to. My grandma said I can't spend the night. I can't spend the night.
I can't spend the night.
I got church in the morning.
I can't spend the night.
All right, y'all. I got to go because I'm about to play this Frank Ocean and just really go in.
Why would you do it?
We appreciate y'all. We're good for Friday, right? For the bonus?
Yeah.
We'll be talking about the debate. Debate tonight. Walsh versus Vance.
Oh,
it's we'll should we do bonus early then or no? Okay.
Let some other stuff happen. Right. Love y'all. Shout out to y'all, Patreon, stage crew, and everybody who's watching. Everybody's loved. Whether you just joined, you've been here for years, you're Patreon, you're not, you're an avid listener on Apple, Spotify, I think Stitcher's over, Google Podcasts, you're loved, you're important. Have a great day. Bye.
There's another banger for you. There's another one. Yeah. Here's another banger for you. Here's another one. Yeah. Here's another banger for you. For you. Here's another banger for you. With my boy Kev on stage and that chick Angel.